This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So welcome everyone to the Hammer UCLA Mindful Drop-In Meditation. My name is Mitra Menesh. I'm a mindfulness educator. I teach at UCLA Mindful and I have a private practice. Today I want to talk about healing. I thought that would be a good subject for our time. And the subject of healing is a very interesting one to look at from different perspectives. From the medical and scientific perspective, healing is a process, and you have to go through certain things to start or achieve the process of healing. In the world of mindfulness and inner work, healing is a relationship or changing of our relationship with that with which we want to heal. And by healing, I mean healing a relationship, healing our body, healing the world we live in, healing our relationship with ourselves or the world or the people in the world. So we're talking about holistic approach to healing. And funny I use that word, I actually checked the root of healing. It actually comes from an old English word, which was heilen, which means wholeness. So we heal when we're whole. I mean, I think that says it all. There's not much to teach around that. Because usually when we feel we need to heal something, be it physical, emotional, or otherwise, we have a sense of sometimes aversion to it, like we want to fix it, we want to get rid of it, we want, like there's a, and that actually adds to the problem of not healing, because we're going away from wholeness. We need to include that which we need to heal in our awareness, in our practice, and then we can start the process of healing outwardly. So it doesn't mean that you need to like the person or the condition that you need to heal. It just needs to be incorporated in your awareness in a different way, not in the sense of I hate it, because the energy of hate is a very strong energy. And it has a lot of charge, unfortunately, that comes in the way of healing. So in a way, it seems like we experience that we hate or dislike until we don't hate it anymore. We don't hate that experience anymore. So let us do a meditation around that. And the process that I'm going to take you through is to name that which needs to be healed, and then find it and locate it in your body, because there's always a translation of our emotions in our body. And then we'll allow the healing to take place as much as possible in one session. So let us start that. Get comfortable in your body and in your posture. Let us take a few deep breaths, conscious breaths, together, arriving here, arriving in this moment, and arriving gently. In order to call the energy of healing, we're going to go through a gentle gratitude practice and see if that helps. Beginning with our mind, which is sometimes our biggest obstacle to healing. Let's just see if we can thank our mind for considering healing. Thank you, my mind, for sitting with me while I consider healing. Thank you, my breath, for going through my lungs and bringing me life. Thank you, my heart, for loving. And thank you, my gut, for having the courage to practice. Acknowledging that there is a community of seekers right now with us, either virtual or in person, or maybe later on they're listening to this. Thank you for that community. And now we declare that we're ready to practice together. I want you to know that we are all in this together, even though the subject of our healing may be different. We all need healing one way or another. We're never alone. So with that knowing and feeling supported, I want you to bring to your awareness whatever it is that you feel needs to heal in you. As I mentioned, it could be a relationship with self or others, or it could be a physical healing that needs to take place in my body. So name it and say, for instance, I would like to heal my hands. I would like to heal my relationship with myself or with this particular loved one that I have a lot of love for, but also a lot of conflict with. And ever so gently notice as you bring the subject of healing into your awareness, where in your body you feel a bit of tension. Is it tightness in your heart? On your face? Shoulders. Or maybe you feel it in your belly. Just gently locate the tenseness in your body. And in your mind's eye, imagine that there is a golden liquid light right above your head. That it's a cleansing light. It's a light that brings ease, health, wholeness, and comfort. And from the top of your head, imagine that this liquid light is pouring into your body and moving right into the tense part of your body, warming it, holding it, cleansing it, loving it, healing it, holding it. Allow this imaginary light to bring some ease and comfort to where you're holding this lack of healing. You don't need to do anything except to imagine and bring your attention intentionally to healing, ease, and comfort. Might be helpful to also extend this practice to all those that might be needing the same healing, the same way that you and I need it today. Relaxing and releasing your body and the tension in your body, and allowing the warmth of this golden liquid light to offer you ease and gentleness in this moment. And now we're going to allow the healing to take place. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, except to manage your attention and bring it on some words that I say, and if they don't go home for you, just use your own words. Something like, now I'm open to healing. I'm open to learning what this subject is supposed to teach me and help me with. I release my tension around this and open my heart and my mind to a different relationship with this. I trust that anything that is not whole can be healed. I remind myself that everything in my body is seeking wholeness and balance. I invite, allow, and welcome healing and wholeness into my life, into my body, into my world. I release all the obstacles that are standing in my way of healing, the known and unknown obstacles, what I thought are my beliefs in seeking justice and wanting health, but instead are brought tension. So I'm releasing and letting go, or at least intending to release and let go of all of that. I deserve to be whole. I intend to be healed. If it feels right for you, you can include all those people. Just imagine millions of people around the world that might be needing the same healing that you may be needing in this moment. Let's include them. We don't need to know who they are. May everyone everywhere be included in my practice. May all the broken hearts, broken legs, and broken lives be healed and become whole. I remind myself that I don't need to agree with or accept anyone in order to heal my relationship with them. I remind myself that even though I'm not a medical professional, I can help the healing of my body by changing my relationship to my body. And just notice how your body is feeling as you're considering the notion of healing and wholeness. May my body, my life, my family, my city, my country, my world, and everyone on earth be healed and whole. I invite you to just spend a few minutes in silence and imagine how would you be, feel, look like when this, whatever this was, is healed in your life. If you were able to imagine it, you're able to do it. And if you weren't able to imagine it, just keep practicing and see. Maybe one day you can imagine yourself healed and whole. Now gently take your attention to the place that you felt the tension when we first found the tension in our body, and see if it's still tense or does it feel different than when you first noticed it. It's amazing how where we put our attention can make a major difference. Is our attention on the hurt or on the healing? Is our attention on harming each other or on the harmony of being with each other? Just drawing your attention to the power of your attention. And the power of your intention. If there is a commitment or a change of the way you work through your harm or heal, or the hurt that you're feeling, just do that to yourself and say to yourself that I promise myself to consider a different way of being with this. Or I intend to pay my precious attention to the process of healing. Let us take a deep and conscious breath together. Bring your attention to your body. If there is anything you're grateful for this time in this moment, say that to yourself. I'm grateful that you were here today and practice with me. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Thank you for your practice today. I'm teaching a class at UCLA Mindful called The Art of Attention. I put the QR code outside if you're interested to explore it. Other than that, have a great rest of the day and hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.